You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So I want to shift a little bit. We're going to get back to this. Is that, you know, as America was going through its deep tribulation under a previous administration, it was just, you know, Christians are being beheaded and, you know, all across the world. It happened over in England, happened over in Oklahoma here in a workplace. It was happening in the Middle East. And our leader was going, it's just, you know, workplace violence and this different stuff. And the church was kind of quiet and, you know, and different things were happening. You know, I began to cry out to God, say, God, you know, America, you know, what about America? And the Lord almost downloaded, and you're familiar with that, you know, all of a sudden he just downloaded in one weekend.
Yeah.
You know, what I spoke over VFN radio about America, how we got here and how we stay here. And he took me back, and because you're from Ireland, so this is important. You're going to tap into this, and I want you to go with it when I tell you. So, you know, everybody talks about the King James Bible, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, King James was first James. He was born in Ireland, or Scotland.
Scotland.
And he was raised Protestant, but his mother was Catholic, and so they wanted to make sure he was raised Protestant. So they took his mother and basically, you know, whatever they said to get her in a different place. And so they raised him as a Protestant. And then you had the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, who was Catholic, correct? Is it Catholic or?
Protestant.
Protestant.
Yeah.
And, but the Catholics were trying to, at that time there was a tension between, they're the ones that established kings and they would do different things like that, and they would serve under the, you know, the Pope or whatever. And so this tension was going on. Long story short was, they raised King James up to be a Protestant, you know, which is, you know, that, you know, a personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
And that, and then Queen Elizabeth basically got an agreement where you would merge Scotland and England, right? Yeah. And that he would be over that. And, but his mother, Queen of Scots, was beheaded by Queen Elizabeth, correct?
Yeah.
And this transition, the thing that took place, it shifted the whole universe, it shifted everything in the world.
Right.
Because then you had, because they begin to talk about, there's so much Scottish history in what God did in your area of the world. And, but he said, you know, then they came together, they had the meetings about, listen, we got to have one scripture, one Bible, and they began to really focus on that. And and they came out eventually with the King James 1611 Bible, maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then that's what began to, people talk about the footprint of Great Britain, but the truth is that that's what put a common language in the earth.
That's what
put the scriptures out for people to understand them. And even though eventually they begin to persecute the church, that's what pushed the Puritans, what we call the Pilgrims, to come over to Plymouth Rock to discover America, because they wanted to find a place to worship God freely. And so literally the scripture, I mean, the Gutenberg printing, all these different things, you know, how it just kind of just resonated and he came here. And I'm like, oh, this is so, I mean, we spent like 2 hours just talking on the air about this, you know? And it was just a, you know, everybody goes, oh, this accidentally happened, that accidentally, things happen for a reason.
Yes, they do.
And even the point of Christopher Columbus and the reason why he came to America, because he's having to find some other route because of the great oppression of Islam, right? It was happening, and so they blocked off the way to get to Asia. So he was trying to find another way to Asia, and he just happens to come upon this land called America, which is the Americas. And so here we are today. You know, and you were talking about, you know, again, it looks like another breaking away with the Brexit movement. Can you talk to us a little bit? Because after that came, you know, Great Awakening, you know, different things happened that allowed America to eventually be, you know.
It seems like to me in history that every time the British or the English move away from Europe, we see this amazing awakening and revival take
place. A lot of people don't understand what that means. So the European Union now.
With the Brexit.
But they actually, they might not know, but they're actually part of that now.
That's right now they've been a part of the European Union. They never took the currency, they still are the sterling, but they still have to go to the European Central Court, they still have to go and deal with the European Central Bank. I mean,
why in the world did anybody? It don't make no sense.
Well, they wanted to be like the United States. They're in Europe, they want to be like want a federal government, like the United States has a federal government. You know, they don't want really every state in Europe to be self-governant. You know, they want to have nearly like a Washington, D.C. in Brussels.
But it was built on a Judeo-Christian values and original, yeah. Europe's not like that.
No, Europe's not like that. But when the British broke away from the Roman Catholic Church and became a Protestant belief system, how that all happened, we know it's messy. And God's ways aren't always our ways. And we see, and even with Israel, we even see with the men that God chose to use, that we would wonder, why would God use a Samson or a David, or why would he would use politics and all that? God's going to do whatever he's going to do. And the way he did it is so the way he did it. I mean, we can't question. It's just how he got it to where we're at today. But the biblical literacy rate in Christendom today is so low, and they don't realize how we got the Bible even into our language. Like when Martin Luther translated it into the Germanic language, and then it went to Britain, and they translated it into English. Mm-hmm. Now we have it on apps. We have it accessible everywhere at, yet our literacy rate of the scripture is so low. And a lot of times we emphasize people's books or authors or sermons. And if you get around a lot of Christians, they'll quote preachers more than they'll quote Jesus.
Right.
And what we really need to do is elevate scripture again to its rightful place and never raise a personality above the person of Christ. Because when a person is raised up above the person of Jesus, we find ourselves in quicksand and we'll sink quickly. But when we get them onto the scripture and the authority of scripture, that's when we're anchored and we're strongest. And I believe that we are poised for one of the greatest awakenings that this world has ever seen. Having the Bible in nearly every language, having scripture so accessible.
Right.
And anywhere you go where the Bible influenced a society, we see nothing but success and prosperity.
Right.
It took time to get there and we're still working on it. It's not perfect society, but it sure is better than where the Quran is the majority, or where Buddhism is the majority, or where communism is the majority. And what's so amazing about the Protestant revelation, and the reason why as a Roman Catholic background with lineage of Roman Catholicism, I'm an Irishman from the south of Ireland that couldn't be more Protestant than the English Protestants would be. Because when a man believes on Jesus Christ, they're no longer looking to mediators. They're no longer looking to priests. Some of the finest entrepreneurs are people that believe on Jesus Christ.
Right.
Some of the finest businessmen in our history are men.
Where freedom came from, all that,
Because,
So you also talked about, you know, the Brexit movement breaking away. You began to talk about that.
That's exactly
right. So they're pulling, England's pulling away from the European Union, and it happens to be on October 31st. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, October 31st was the day that Martin Luther took his theses and hammered them to Wittenberg's church in Germany. It was actually the day of the Reformation, the initiation of the Reformation.
And so for our audience knows, that's when he's just like, this is what it really is.
Yeah.
He's saying, this is why we've been missing it. He was hoping they would go, yeah, this is great. But they didn't. But it was October 31st.
October 31st. And our Christianity, kind of the Roman Catholic Church painted that day as a day of rebellion.
Because they saw that as you're rebelling against the church.
Right.
The Catholic Church they thought was the only church.
And which turned into Halloween, which we have today that's honored on that day. And a lot of ignorance
witchcraft
around that.
And
witchcraft, yeah.
Because rebellion is a sin as witchcraft. And so they would pretty interesting.
So Brexit is going to happen October 31st, according to the Queen and Prime Minister of Britain.
Yeah, I just heard the Queen says very specifically in Parliament.
Let's be prepared for one of the greatest awakenings we've ever seen in our lives, because when the British pull away, what's going to happen within Britain is there's going to be a deep hunger for truth again.
Right.
Because when things are easy and everything's handed to us, we grow numb and we grow lucrative or lukewarm.
Right.
But Brexit's not going to make it's going to make things tough economically for the British, but it's going to open up more trade with the United States.
Yeah.
It's going to open up more of a broader sense of politics and the economy. But I also do believe that
they could keep the soul of their nation too.
Yes, we're going to see a great awakening in Britain, in Ireland, here in the United States, because we truly have the answer.
Right.
As in our history, we have the answer, and it's the biblical approach to life. There's no competition. There's no atheism that can, there's nothing that can have outperform what God can do through a person when they believe in
Kim Jong-un is more concerned and fearful of a Christian than he is of nuclear weapons.
Wow.
Only if Christians knew what they possess.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Who's in them and who's they are and what we're called to do.
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.